This is KLLG LP 97.9 FM, Willits, California. And I am Greg Schindel, train singer, and we're now boarding the Bipolar Express. All aboard!
Chugga, 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 chugga up the hill. Puffin' and chugging, you know that engine will reach the summit and go down the other side. Whoopee! What a ride! Clickety-clackety-clickety-clackety-click. Look at the engine, that's so forty-five.
You bet it's whoopee, what a ride. You know what? There are less than 3 weeks left until the autumnal equinox. That's right! Shorter days, longer nights. Boy, how fast the seasons soon to be passing. I'm not giving up on my summertime feelings, though. There are still more warm nights and evenings at the river, perhaps, or by the pond. I don't know. Summertime's still here. Kick off your shoes, get off of the seat of your pants. Dance, dance, dance. Summertime romance, 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 romance. Yeah. Straw hat, white pants, running barefoot in the sand, it's summertime. Watermelon by the slice, ooh, cool siwata, soda pop is nice. Summertime, summertime, soon be gone. Summertime, it won't be long. Summertime, sing a song. Da 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 da. Sing one. La 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 la. Ooh. Da 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 da. That's right. Okay, here we go. Summertime is here. Kick off your shoes. Get over the sink of your pants. Dance, dance, dance. Summertime romance, 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 romance. Ice wine, cold beer, guitar music in the air. Ow! Barbecue in the sand. Dance, dance, dance. Strike up the band in the summertime. Summertime, soon be gone. Summertime, won't be long. Summertime. Sing a song, na 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 na. Anything you want to sing, because it's almost gone. La 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 na 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 na. Summertime, she won't wait, no. Summertime, make a date, summertime, take a break. A summertime is here, kick off your shoes, get out of the seat of your pants, dance, dance, dance. Summertime romance, summertime is here, kick off your shoes, get out of the seat of your pants, dance, dance, dance. Summertime romance. Summertime is here, kick off your shoes, get out of the seat of your pants, dance, dance, dance. Summertime romance, 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 romance. Yeah, see, I can still feel the summertime, I can still feel it. Boy, you know, there's that weird, God, sound like a, is that a cricket or a frog?
Lace wing.
It's a summer frog, a summer cricket. Boy, they were loud last night.
Yeah, lace wings.
Is that tiny because of the moon or what?
Tiny little green things they love the most.
Get close to that microphone.
Yeah.
So, that feeling can keep on going into the fall. Hopefully, and through the winter, that romancing, yes, and into, imagine this, another spring. Whew, sure seems remote right now, but there's always a chance for romance, by the way, on the...
California Western Railroad Skunk Train. That's right. Now, it runs all year round, for those who want to know. Spring, summer, winter, fall. Yes. And, you know, for over 100 years, the California Western Railroad has attracted thousands of tourists from around the world to the Willits community. Passengers can get off that beaten path and experience an historical train ride into the coastal redwoods and Noyo River Canyon. Local residents can take advantage of the Skunk Train's generous locals discount on any day, any ride. Check the Skunk schedule at skunktrain.com or call 707-964-6371. That's Fort Bragg. Or 707-459-1052. That's Willits. Again, skunktrain.com or call 707-964-6371. That's Fort Bragg. And of course, Willits at 459-1052. You know, there are some special rides coming up, by the way, on the Skunk schedule. You really ought to check it out. There will be a pumpkin train. And, of course, the very popular Christmas train will be starting up in September. And I've heard rumors, I've heard them, maybe the Skunk train will have a special beer train for the general public, you know. Well, I would kind of like that one myself. The mushroom train and the beer train and the beer and wine train that were so popular a few years back. We have to give special thanks to the Mendocino County Museum for promoting these events. And unfortunately, since the Fort Bragg Side Tunnel is out of service, these rides are really not feasible because we can't really get enough people out to Camp Mendocino to really make it a really fun event. But I'm hoping, and by the way, I heard last week there are contractors who are in the process of designing and shoring up the sides of the tunnel entrance. And once this is completed, we also have a local contractor, I believe the one that put in the sidewalks and the work in front of the school. And I think he's going to be the one that's getting in there and getting this tunnel open again. Right now, the Skunk Train is doing the best it can with what it has. Come on out and ride it. It's still a lot of fun. And that's what I got to say about that. So the initial plans are in there. And come ride that Skunk Train. I want to thank the Skunk Train for their continued underwriting support for the Bipolar Express. And, of course, this radio station, KLLGLP 97.9 FM, Willits, California. How can you forget that? I can't. It seems like I wake up in the night and I'm saying it. Wait a minute, what's happening? Anyway, hey, this is for the train. It's California. Western Special. California train. What a sight to see. Hear the whistle blowing and the click-clack wheels turning. Riding that California train, that's where I want to be. That's right. Coming and a-going, hear the mighty engine run. Oh, the engineer's waving. Welcome, everyone. Whee! California, Western Special. Oh, that old Skunk train. What a sight to see. Hear the whistle blowing and the click-clack wheels turning. Riding that California train, that's where I want to be. A clean air rider? All aboard. Come along now. You don't have to be the driver. Sit back and sing along. Whee! California, Western Special. Ah, the California train, what a sight to see. Hear the whistle blowing and the click-clack wheels turning, riding that California train, where I want to be. That's right. Mm-hmm.
by that old skunk train. No load too big or small. Travel with a family, room for one and all. Ooh. California, Western Special. Ah, California train. Hey, what a sight to see. Hear the whistle blowing. And the click clack wheels turning. Riding that California train where I wanna be. The whistle blowing. And the click clack wheels turning. Riding that old skunk train where I wanna be. I'm gonna be there too.
Right, and that's where me, the train singer, will be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And by the way, you can catch Malachi. He appears on Sunday through Wednesdays, so you can't miss. Well, it's, and yeah, you can't miss if you're listening to this show today, by the way, because in the studio, in the KLL studio, we have, yes, backed by incredible popular demand, phones ringing, letters falling in, get them back, get them back. Well, here they are. We've got John and Anita of the duo Twining Time. Now, John and Anita are among the few, by the way, who seem to realize what a cool thing it is to have your own radio thing, right? Hey, yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Greg. Yeah, it sure is cool to be here, Greg.
Your show is our show, Greg.
Vice versa.
In fact, we're taking over right now.
Yeah, right.
How good. You bet you are, by the way. Hey, this is their third appearance. And finally, Anita has figured out that she can bring in her keyboard. Yay. And add an incredible dimension to this music. But today, we're going to squeeze by with John and his guitar and their two of their beautiful voices. And I do believe you're going to have some recorded music for us today, too. Again, this is John and Anita from Twining Time. And you are listening to KLLG LP 97.9 Willits. And we are riding the BP. E on KLLGLP. Wee. I'm okay. I'm all right. Oh, it really helps to breathe, you know. I'll tell you, a lot of people who are dead, they're not breathing, so it's very important. So anyway, you could. So come on over to the Grand Central Station, you know, and hang out and trade. And we're going to share some original songs today and a couple of standards. Now, remember, all of us. Now, we're talking about John, Anita, and myself. All three of us periodically have been and are compelled to write songs. Am I right?
It does happen.
That happens. And make sure you're close to that when you're talking.
Yeah, there are waves of creativity that come flowing through out of the universe from where we do not know.
Oh, the unknown. Ask Google, what's unknown?
Well, you know.
Bad question.
Is that with a K?
Okay, wait. Uh-oh. John, he does it to me every time.
Or is it unknown?
Does he ever throw you off? I mean, does he ever kind of non sequitur you?
Yeah, every day.
Oh, okay. So,
but before you go,
some
on,
people
Greg,
do.
What?
Go ahead.
What? I just wanted to mention.
But
I know
speak
it's
closely.
Hard.
I want to hear your voice.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, much okay. Better, John.
So, I just wanted to mention that those waves that ripple through the universe and strike you with a tremendous force of creativity that you have to let out hit Anita in the middle of the night.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Were you there?
Yeah. And she rises up singing.
God.
She rises up. She says, hallelujah. She jumps out of bed and she goes down to the other room and she writes it down and she sings it into the recording machine. As I actually mentioned before on one previous show.
Yeah. That is if anybody was listening.
No, they weren't. But this time, we got them where we want them.
I sure hope so.
Yeah.
All right, anyway. But some do, as John mentioned, some do quilting, some do sculpting, as John, or scrimshaw, or painting, or poetry, or acting, you name it.
Yes, I did all that stuff.
He still does, I'm sure.
Especially
hey,
quilting.
The list goes on. Why so many singer-songwriters these days? That's what I want to know. Is it because of publishing
companies? Except for acting, to be or not to be.
God,
I decided not to be.
You got
not
the
to be
hook.
What?
On the stage, acting.
Hey, well, train singer,
music,
for example.
That's different.
Train singer does train songs, standard songs. You know,
oh, yeah.
A few of his originals, but for the most part, it's that. Mm-hmm. So, but Greg has this whole different thing, you know.
Yeah.
I like poetry. I write that stuff.
What a
and I have original songs,
mm-hmm.
too.
Absolutely.
So.
Yes, you do.
We are going to do this today.
I'm a witness.
Stop talking. With John and Anita. And I know that we can do a couple of standards just to keep people from...
We should probably start off with a standard.
Did I say that?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't.
What do you think? We should start off with an old standard song.
I think
everybody
knows. I'm going to turn the page and see what we got here.
Oh,
I want to say before too late.
Mm-hmm.
Dirt Floor Band, October the 21st.
Yeah, they're good.
Am I right on that? October 21st. Oh, Mike, even the people that run this show don't know what's happening. I love it.
He's looking. Well, I played basketball with their guitar player.
Hey, well, in any case, they are going to do a benefit for this radio show, and just having John and Anita in here is a benefit to this radio show. So please, take their role, take their example. Come in here, send money, just come to this thing on the 21st. Anyway, so let's do a standard just to warm up a little bit. This is a song that I have to say, whenever I would go over to the Wagonettes, and Gordon would be there, he'd always... Roar that thing out. He just sang it with so much soul. So I always feel kind of a kinship to the Wagonettes on this one. So here we go. Busted flat in Baton Rouge, heading for a train. Feeling modest, faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed the diesel down just before the rain. Took the song away to New Orleans. I took my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana.
I was
blowing soft while Bobby sang the blues. With the windshield wipers slapping time, Bobby's head and clapping while we sang upon the song that driver knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing if it ain't free. Feeling good was easy for when Bobby sang the blues. But that was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby. Round the gold mines of Kentucky, to the California sun, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. All kind of weather,
Lord,
everything was done. Every night she kept me from the cold. And somewhere near Salinas, Lord, I let her slip away. Looking for that home, I hope she finds it. Well, I trade all my tomorrows for one single yesterday. Holding Bobby's body close to mine. Freedom, just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing if it ain't free. Feeling good wasn't easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. But that was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby. La 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 la. Freedom just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing if it ain't free. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. But that was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby McGee. Oh, buddy,
That was good enough for me.
Uh-huh.
Good enough for me and my Bobby McGee.
Yeah, see? That's fun. I love it when people join me and sing along on the train, too, I have to say. So, let's look at this thing here now. I've got this list of things that we're supposed to do, and at this point, I would like to ask these singer-songwriters. Yeah, we're going to trade some songs
France
here, but
list.
I want to know.
Oh no, it's Greg's list.
Well,
or it's a radio station list.
No, but tell me.
Get focused.
I've done
Greg.
This before.
Come on, spit it out.
That
here we
what
go.
Got you started?
What got you started?
What started in music? Now you said this before, but this is another show, and not everybody heard the last one, so.
What got me started
in
music?
And what age did you get into this?
I think it was your mother giving birth
that
got her started, really.
I think I was singing before I was talking.
There you go. See?
That's just,
I see.
Yeah.
Then you actually studied music, too.
Well, I learned the piano. You know, my dad always played the piano. My brothers play guitar. And I learned to play the piano when I was 5. Never got very good at it, but I loved to play anyway.
When did you start performing?
Oh, maybe in my 40s, I think.
Whatever got you into that?
I just really wanted to sing.
I just wanted to
get out there. Yeah,
oh, I
just love to sing.
That reminds me of Monty Python. I want to sing. Well, anyway, yes, two in there. Yeah, yeah. Oh, they're doing this funny thing. I wish you people could see what's happening in the studio right now. Oh, boy. FCC doesn't know anything about
this.
We
want to be heard. Yeah. So we're moving the microphone around.
And the engineer is saying,
Mike
don't do that.
Don't move the microphone.
Don't touch me.
Face the microphone when you talk, not the other side of the room.
Okay.
That's why I was moving it over, but then I would have had to twist the thing.
I don't want
to
be rude.
Okay, but John, I happen to know he has been in the arts for years, and he got really, really tired of what he had to go through just to get his stuff displayed. And for some reason, I can't to this day understand why he still isn't doing that incredible stuff. It's the money, I know. It's really hard to make a buck as an artist these days. Or a musician, by the way. John has turned to music, and what? Now, why are you doing this?
It's just been kind of a 20-20-20 kind of guy.
2020
hindsight.
He doesn't wear glasses, by the way.
No, 2020 foresight. No, it's, I did 20 years of art, 20 years of landscaping.
Woo.
And now I'm about to start on 20 years of music.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I've already started on it.
Darn
actually.
Good start, I have to say.
I think there are different ways of expressing yourself. Yeah. And I'm one of those people that has to express himself.
Many facets
in
he has.
Whatever way it's happening. Mm-hmm. And, you do burn out on certain things. I kind of felt like I'd run the course with my artwork. I'd said what I wanted to say with my art. And I felt like I had a lot of music in me that I really... And I like the rapport with people. I like to be on stage. I like...
Yeah. I know.
I like that. And I like the...
I can tell he likes it.
I like the transient quality of...
well,
you know, because
it keeps
you
from being a transient.
It goes into outer space. It never stops. Once you make those beautiful sounds,
and it'll ripple back on you, and it gets better and better and better, right?
Yeah, you feed. And just like... painting's the same way. You feed off your past paintings, and you just you do things that you did before, but then you're always creating something new and building on it. And
well, there you have it.
Wonderful.
That's how this started.
Creative process.
Why he got into music. He's already into it. I was about 7 years old, and some itinerant guitar playing, trying to sell lessons, came to my house. My mom wasn't there. I let him in, and he had me play a couple of notes, and his was like, then he came home and kicked him out. But the seed was planted. And any time I get a guitar, I just beat it, whether there was mini music. And I go, look, I can hit this thing. And waiting for the response, which didn't come, of course. And I was shipped off to a boarding school in which I got into the choir course. And I was in there until the 5th grade. And for some reason, I was into folk music. I played in junior high school with the guys. We'd go after school sometimes and get our guitars out and play the folk music of the day. We all thought we were going to be stars. It was that was in the air somehow. And then I came to Southern California, and I was working for a restaurant chain called Far West Services, and I worked in their piano bars, got the clothes and stuff. It was great, doing top 40 stuff.
Yeah.
And that's when I started writing my own stuff. I go, wait a minute, I'm singing all these other people's things, putting all my energy into their stuff. Why shouldn't I have mine? And I majored in English in college, and somehow that's how I got into songwriting. And then I came up to Marin. I got in a band called the Dog Man and the Shoestring Band, because I had a dog just had puppies. And then I was in another group called No Flies, a trio. We had a few. Mm-hmm. And then the American Flyers, by the way, and we were the backup band for Bo Diddley for a couple of seasons, yeah. Which was our big claim to fame. We were nothing, but he was something. And then I'm in the band called the Kindred Souls, and this is the one I've been playing with for 50 years. We keep coming back, and the music gets better. It's got earlier than that, or we can't tell. It's wonderful, but that's how I got in it. So, but I'd like to hear some of your stuff right now. We've played a little of our own, and let's hear. Could you actually play a couple in a row? That way we don't have to interject any comments. So, how about a couple of songs? Can you introduce these songs for us, please?
Do you want us to play these live, or you want to play?
That's up to you two.
To play it off of. Listen, we're working on a CD, and we have a couple of songs on here. So let's do those.
Yeah.
The first one is one Anita wrote. She'll introduce it.
Yeah, this is called Cry Little Baby, and this is the one that I woke up in the middle of the night, not screaming, as John tells everybody, but I just, for some reason, I woke up with this waltz tune in my head with kind of depressing lyrics, but I write music because I like how it sounds. It just feeds my soul, just the music itself, and I don't care as much about the lyrics as most people do. So this song doesn't make much sense, and it's kind of depressing, but here it is.
I get uplifted by it.
Okay, yeah, I like it.
I show you how far down
also
he
it
is.
Has Helen Philanda singing backup, which is just hauntingly beautiful the way she does it.
Okay, here we go. Thank you.
that light up ahead, I'll be moving on. Till it burns a path in the darkness, I'll be singing this song. Living with you and loving our life is the only thing I know. Because it feels right deep down in my soul. So from my feet to the top of my head, I'm hanging round this sweet piece of ground to love without fear or dread. Give me love without a question. Give me love in the middle of the night or day. Give me love before the answer. I'll take love without knowing the way.
Some beautiful music, you guys. Tell me something about those. Did John have anything to do with any of those writings?
Yeah, so those last two, Holly's song, the instrumental, was something I wrote and then refined for my niece Holly's wedding when she and Dexter got married.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Then Anita said she liked it. She heard me playing it. And so she's great on the keyboard, and she worked out a nice keyboard part for it, and that was that song, Holly's song. And then Give Me Love is just what it is. It's a love song I wrote about Anita. About and for Anita.
Gosh, you know, you guys, I wrote some love songs, too, in my day, my 20s. But before we go further, I'd like to say this is KLLG, and we're talking about love and peace and getting along. 97.9 FM, well, it's getting along. And we are riding the Bipolar Express with John and Anita of Twining Time. And don't forget, you can catch John and Anita at the Brick House every first Tuesday in every month. And they've been doing this for some time, and I hear that more and more people are coming down and enjoying this particular time. So don't miss them then. And you may have some other stuff coming up. I'm telling you, they have the spirit of KLLG. They're in here. They're singing their songs. They're sharing their world with you. Come on, people. This is your station. Anyway, as I said, I wrote some love songs. Most of them were broken-hearted love songs. But performing them seemed to help me get past these breakups. I mean, if you get out there and write a love song about a breakup, and the first time you sing it, it's like, ugh, it's, well, it wasn't like guck, but it wasn't very nice. But anyway, the last one of these ladies left me with no words. Actually, one had something to do with my heart, because after we broke up, I seemed to have strange palpitations of the heart. And this riff, like this. And I went, oh, that's interesting. And the other song was, now, there's two songs right there. You know, sometimes you get a hook and you go, there's got to be a song with that one. Well, anyway, here are a couple of them. First one's called Aching Heart, and the second one is called If I Ever Get Back to You, I'll Never Let You Go. Spoken like a 20-year-old, right? Oh, I know. I done you wrong. How your eyes were hating me, and I know it can take so long for a new love to come along. I can hear the wind blowing in the trees, smell the pine scent floating on the breeze, see the squirrels just a playing in the leaves, taking time alone whenever I please, having trouble with an aching heart since I don't have you. Having trouble with an aching heart since I don't have you. Now I spend a lot of time alone, wondering where my love has flown, reaching out for love that's gone. I wonder when a new love will come along. Without a hand to hold, when the shadows fall and the day grows cold, I ask myself, hey, when the story's told, will I have a true love when I grow old? Having trouble with an aching heart since I don't have you. Having trouble with an aching heart since I don't have you. Having trouble with an aching heart since I don't have you. Having trouble with an aching heart.
Thank you, guys.
She was always there, and she would always share all the love she had whenever I was sad. She was an angel, true. I could see that too. We had trouble there, and away I flew. And now the race is run. She's found another one. But my blindness sees her coming back to me, singing, if I ever get back to you, I never will let you go. If I ever get back to you, I'll never let you go. She knew just what to say to brighten up my day, and we would rise above whenever we made love. She was an angel, true. I could see that too. We had trouble then, and away I flew. And now the race is run. She's found another one. But my blindness sees her coming back to me, singing, if I ever get back to you, I'll never let you go. If I ever get back to you, I'll never let you go. Now time has washed from me the pain we had to see, and she's come to be all that perfect love to me. She was an angel too, I can see that too. We had trouble then. Away I flew. Hey, but now the race is run. She's found another one, but my blindness sees her coming back to me, singing, if I ever get back to you, I'll never let you go. If I ever get back to you, I'll never let you go. If I ever get back to you, I'll never let you go. If I ever get back to you, I'll never let you go. Oh yes, oh yes. But you know what? I never did get back to her. And I certainly am not having trouble with an aching heart. And that's one of the bonuses of finding the right partner and the right person in your life. So, John and Anita, can you, I love this line, can you spin some more winged words into melodic flight for us on the BPE on KLLGLP?
Are you asking for a thong?
Yes, two or three if you got them.
What would you like to do, baby?
It's up to you.
Let's see. I think we'll do a John Prine song, Angel from Montgomery.
Okay.
Here we go.
From Montgomery, make me a
a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go. To believe in this living is just a hard way to go.
Yeah, you guys, that was nice. Really nice.
Thank you. That was not an original. No, we just...
Songwriters, singer-songwriters have to do standards in order to let people know, you know. Otherwise, where are they at? They're going off in their own thing, playing all the, you know.
Yeah, I don't know that song.
Huh? Yeah, whoa. You can say it's yours. Come on, another, you guys.
Well, all songs are originals, right? Somebody wrote them.
That's right. That's right. Well, what's next, you guys? Come on. This is Anita, and this is John. They are Twining Time. Yes.
Twining Time. We have
a Roger Miller song.
So many songs.
Oh, I know. It's wonderful.
We should do another original song.
Alrighty then.
This is Originals Day.
Okay.
With one John Prine song stuck in between.
No, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Bobby McGee. It's fine.
But let's see. What is that original song that we will do?
Oh,
we're thinking about it.
He's got the hesitation
blues. It's
gestating. Can I get you now or do I have to wait?
You want to do Home? We've done Home before.
It doesn't matter. Home is home.
Alrighty, let's do Home.
Inside it.
Harmony. Let me slip one in here.
Yeah, you gotta.
You know, this is one of my dream songs. Like I thought, if you wanna fly, you gotta burn. My dreams will come true if I just sing this song. High flying wind blown, can you catch her? Can you catch her? Catch a dream where you fly high. High flying wind blown, can you catch her? Can you catch her? Catch a dream where you fly high. Going on a highway, see you going on a road. Hey there, you going my way? Share the load, share the load, share the load. Woo!
Yeah, flying.
High flying wind blown, can you catch her? Catch a dream away, you fly high. High flying wind blown, can you catch her? Can you catch her? Catch her, catch her, catch her, catch her. High flying wind blown, can you catch her? Can you catch her? Can you catch her? Catch her, catch her. Flying wind blown, can you catch her? Can you catch her? Catch a dream where you fly high. Ah. You're going on a highway, see you're going on a road. Hey there, are you going my way? Share the load, share the load. Share the love. Ah, God, I love that song. I feel like I'm flying right now. Whoa.
Nice. Nice work on the 12 string, Greg.
Hey, whoa, I love this thing. Great God Almighty. So now, you guys, what do we do? We have 8 minutes left or 4 minutes?
4 minutes.
Oh, gosh.
Let's knock something
out. Okay. Ah, gee whiz. Well, I have these songs all lighted up, but I think we should just kind of talk about ourselves and be kind of grooving for about four minutes with our Bipolar Express theme here. So, John and Anita, you got any other songs you think you got out on the horizon to rewriting? I mean,
oh yeah.
Oh, we have
got a gospel
song. Yeah.
Taking a shower the other morning, I was singing right through the walls, and it came out, and he said, "Hey, I like that. Let's remember it." So
did you remember it?
We have the beginnings of it. Oh yeah.
Well, give me a little taste
of
that.
Well, we forgot already.
Well, no, I know sort of how it works.
We were,
I mean, it's gospel, so it's like
just a little bit. Then I'll interrupt you again.
Go
ahead.
Oh, what you gonna do when the well run dry?
Ooh.
Crawl down that well and die.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's that gospel song if I ever heard one.
And what you gonna do when the river runs dry? You're gonna crawl down that well and die.
Gee whiz, and what you gonna do when the water is fresh, clear and cool from the mountainside? You lean down in that granite, clear, bubbling stream and smell the water.
Baptize yourself, my brother!
Ah, wow! Hey, I want to thank John and Anita Whining Time for coming in here and supporting KLLG. And you know you can do it too. KLLG.org or call us at 459-KLLG. And I want to thank the California Western Railroad as well. Thank you for your support. Thank you for keeping this bomb working. Hey, you talking about me, train? No, go quick. Keep it to yourself. And I thank you, Mike Burgess, for coming in here and figuring out what to do with all this crazy energy today.
Oh, don't forget the Dirt Floor Band October 21. Put it on your calendar. This is for the radio. We need this. We need to come and rock out and have a good time on the radio. And I'm going to ask Twenty time to come back as soon as they can, because we have a good time. And anybody else want to do this, let me know, all right? Hey, check out the farmer's market, by the way, here in town, right? Hey, you're riding on the Bipolar Express. That's right, the Bipolar Express on KLLG. Special show for you next week. I think we'll bring Brother Hal Wagonette on next week. I tune in to the Yeah. You know what you mean? That's the bye. Bye. You know, we live in a bipolar planet, by the way. Bipolar Express on KLLG.